Here's an interesting bit of data for you. African-American women are much more likely to vote this November than any other voting group, and they vote in greater numbers than African-American men. In 2012, the last general presidential election, more than 70% of black women turned out to vote, compared to about 61% of black men. That according to the census. In Philadelphia, there's a project trying to get more black men to the polls by recruiting barbers. Katie Culinary reports from member station WHYY.
Hey, my man. Leroy Robinson Jr. owns a barber shop in West Philadelphia, and he's been doing this work for 40 years.
My father's a barber, my brother is a barber, and here I am.
He says the best part of his job is talking to his customers about everything.
Right now, the political thing is on the horizon, but the biggest thing right now is Villanova.
Robinson is part of a project trying to get barbers like him to focus less on local NCAA champions and more on the political thing this election year. The project is called Sharp Insight, and it's the brainchild of a guy named Durwood Beal. A former rapper turned local nonprofit director, Beal has been doing outreach work in barbershops for about 20 years because they're the ideal place to reach men of color of all ages.
And you can catch people who are quote-unquote from different backgrounds, you know, different beliefs, because barbershops are considered a safe place.
Now, with the help of a $250,000 grant from the Knight Foundation, Beal is trying to get barbers themselves to give out information with the goal of getting more black men to the polls.
So good morning, everybody, and welcome. Thank you all for being here.
Beal and one of his partners, Steve Vassar, have started training barbers to give out election information to their customers. And as Vassar explains, that information has to be nonpartisan.
We're not interested in party, whether a person is Democrat, Republican, socialist, the rent too damn high. None of that matters to us. What matters is that black men are participating more in the civic life in Philadelphia.
But some barbers, like Samir Wise from Northwest Philadelphia, say voting could be awkward to bring up with their clients.
I was really sitting there thinking, like, how many people really ask about these questions? I don't really get many. Like, voter registration, zero.
Some barbers, especially those in poor neighborhoods, say it's hard to talk about elections when their clients have saved up money for a haircut to help them get a job, but they haven't eaten a solid meal for several days. Or if they have felony convictions and aren't sure they can vote. Some barbers have admitted they don't even vote. Beal says this feedback has shifted the project somewhat away from voting to helping the barbers encourage their clients to become more involved in their communities by attending meetings or volunteering.
We said, you know, all of these things that you're telling us, most of them are influenced by civic engagement. So when you talk to them, you can talk to them, explain to them how, in order to have more opportunities around jobs, we have to talk to our elected officials to find out what's out there.
Beal wants to get more men of color to connect those dots by harnessing the power of conversation barbers already have.
Black men have to help other black men, and it starts from there. If we can do that, then they can help their families.
So far, Beal has recruited 49 barbers and hopes to get to 60. He estimates the project could reach at least 2,000 black men over the next 6 months. For NPR News, I'm Katie Culinary in Philadelphia.